are here with Peter Myers from DGJ Myers. How are you, Peter?
I'm doing very well. How are you, Mike?
I'm doing well. I mean, it's we're wrapping up here at the Q's CEO Executive Team Network Conference. It's been a great show. I've heard nothing but positive rave reviews about this conference, especially the networking aspect. Mm-hmm. People are talking, everyone's talking, whether you're a vendor, a credit union, or just somebody walking by, everyone's talking.
Yeah, best practices, you know, so people put out ideas and then people, you know, for like a day and a half, that idea is lingering and mm-hmm. conversations are happening. So many people last night are talking about yesterday's presenter. What about those stats? What about, mm-hmm. what does that mean to yep. you? And not, yeah, so it's a good conference.
Yeah, and you guys have been an integral part of this with the Next Talk Credit Union Executive Competition that just wrapped up, and Shannon Cahoon from Fiber Credit Union is our this year's winner, and Didi's a big part of that. You're a big part of that, so well done on that respect as well.
Thank you. Yeah, so Didi, you know, got to work with the top five this year. I didn't work with any of them, but she worked in the top 15, mm-hmm. top five, really helped saying this is what the audience is looking for, mm-hmm. this is what CEOs are looking for. This is the thing that you can talk about, a measurable outcome. This is your vision, et cetera. So I think that worked well, and congratulations again to Shannon.
Yeah. Well done. And this kind of segues into what you want to talk about, putting folks through a process to kind of further their career, help them move to that next level in their career so they can be a success as well, and then possibly be a mentor to somebody else down the line.
Yeah. So what's so great is about this competition, and I'll call it a competition, is mm-hmm. that even if you don't win the grand prize, you're forced into this process to really find yourself, what you're really after, mm-hmm. what are you actually trying to do, and then it gets you this kind of exposure that you would never have had otherwise. Mm-hmm. So if you don't win, it doesn't mean that you're not a winner. Right? You know, you still get to have this exposure in your credit union, be recognized by the executives and all that. So when you said the segue for what we are working on, so we do an emerging leader program in the Northwest, Credit Union Association. Mm-hmm. We do emerging leader program inside of organizations. Mm-hmm. And it's a 6-month process, similar to this, mm-hmm. 6-month process, but you get executive level development and coaches from our staff. The same content we give with the C-level executives, and we say, what if you started this 10 years earlier in your career? Your strategic and critical thinking, the ability to partner and have different conversations with people outside your operational domain, mm-hmm. like these contestants did, mm-hmm. and then have that go for the next 6 months. And then really what we're actually after is building a pipeline for the next 6 to 10 years inside of organizations. Usually development is a conversation when you get to the C level, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. So now let's start talking about development.
Yeah. As opposed, why not start earlier?
Why not start when you're 30, 40, you know, any age, much mm-hmm. younger, has nothing to do with title.
Yeah, I mean, because of the whole CEO exodus going on right now, succession planning, all that type. What a great time if you're like the age of the Next Talk Credit Union Executive competitors. I mean, mm-hmm. that's a perfect and ideal time to like really kind of step it up in the education department and prepare yourself for that next move, because there's going to be opportunities abound big time.
Yeah, so you hit the nail on the head. So at the NAFQ Management Leadership Institute, I give a speech on strategically defining your career path, and I just did it last week. Two major points that you just said I want to say is, like, there's 10,000 people turning 65 every day in our country, right? Mm-hmm. Which is like opportunities abound, as you just said. Mm-hmm. But then also with all those people retiring, there's less people working.
Yeah.
And so our GDP, and there's going to be a big struggle mm-hmm. in our whole country. So mm-hmm. what does that mean? Those people that have sharp tools, that have forward-looking thinking, they're going to be the ones that rise to the top just by a matter mm-hmm. of fact of what they've been preparing for the last 10 years. So that's where we're looking, that long-term horizon.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's kind of words to the wise, you know, let's, you know, it's never too early to start doing something like this, right?
It's already too late.
Yeah.
It's already too late.
If you're thinking about it, it's already too late.
It's already too late. Let's
start it yesterday.
Yeah. Cool.
Very cool. So anything else to kind of wrap up here? I mean, this is such topical stuff, right? That if you're like somebody, I mean, if you're just a manager or something, are you really thinking about it? How do you plant a seed in somebody's head to like move this? Because a lot of people just aren't thinking about it.
Yeah. Well, not only are they not thinking about it, or if they thought about it, some of them are going, well, I might not make it. Well, it's not about you as an individual. It's about what you can do and what resources you can marshal. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And just because you don't get to the top doesn't mean you don't learn different things as mm-hmm. you go through the process. Mm-hmm. And then, you know what? You could win, right? Mm-hmm, and you could win. And that's just the icing on the cake, mm-hmm. of course. So I would say last word out there is give it a shot. Have a conversation with someone. Yep. Give us a call. We'll tell you about the process.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it was like what Tim was telling me. None of the ideas that the next top credit union executive competitors, none of their ideas in the beginning were fully baked. They weren't finished by any means. It was a six-month process.
Yes.
And then I talked to Didi yesterday about how she had some conversations with some credit unions and about nominating some their employees for this competition. And they're like, well, I don't know any of them are ready yet, or is anybody ready for anything really, or were any of these folks ready? But it's a growth process, and you just put somebody out there and then they kind of blossom like a flower in this type of stuff if you give them the right tools and the right resources.
Yeah, so I'll liken it to organization strategic planning. It's a plan, and they're like crossing their fingers on a lot of ways. They don't know for certain if it's going to work.
Right.
So what does that do? What do you do then? Do you stop? Or do you move forward and you give it your best, mm-hmm. you give it your all, mm-hmm. and you hope you win, and mm-hmm. you know, you hope it produces an outcome? So that's what it is. So don't come in with a half-baked idea. Come in with ambition,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and then we can talk about an idea.
Right. Yeah, it's like anything, any plan, like a head coach of a football team or a CEO of a company. We all have game plans, business plans.
Sure.
We don't know if it's going to work.
That's right.
Based on history and data and all this stuff, we have an idea, but we don't know. Nothing's guaranteed, but if you put that foot forward and go for it,
and that uncertainty is very uncomfortable for people.
Yeah.
but the ones that really make it to the top, as these five did,
yep.
they absolutely step into that uncomfort zone and they move forward and they get some help, and that's really what it's about. So
yep. And folks like you give them a little bit of a push and off they go, off to the races they go.
A little bit of a push, sometimes a little bit of a swift kick, so no, just kidding. But yeah, no guidance, right? This is how you can structure
exactly.
it. So,
all right, yeah. Peter, great message to end on. Well done, as always, sir.
Thank you.
Good job.
You as well.
Oh, thanks. Well, we try. We aims to please.